We're going to continue our focus on the light, and our scripture today is from Isaiah 60. This may be a familiar passage to you. I know it is to me, but yet every time I read it, I sense a little bit something different. And today, in the way that the start of the new year, maybe you look at it differently, or in the way that the our world is seems to be right now, maybe you'll look at that differently also. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall and is covering the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephrath, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring the gold and the frankincense and proclaim the praise of the Lord. Blessings upon the word of the Lord. Randy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris, for bringing us the word of the Lord this morning. Well, has anyone here ever been afraid of the dark?
Oh, yeah.
I have. Late at night or early in the morning, it's dark out, walking in an unfamiliar place. Man, I'm scared. I remember on the Camino one morning, we woke up really early and we were walking through an area, really kind of forested area, and there just wasn't any light. And it was like maybe like 5:30, 6 in the morning. It just kind of sends the weebie-jeebies through you. I just really wish there was a light somewhere right now. And I turned my headlamp on and you could tell like the battery's going low because barely giving me anything. Or maybe you think about when the electricity goes out in your home. Can't see a whole lot. You can't do the things you used to be doing. You're worried about how long the stuff in the fridge and freezer is going to last. And there's this sense of unknown because I don't know when it's going to come back on and I can't control that. So it's pretty vulnerable. Those stories and those things remind me and all of us just how central to life light is. It's kind of amazing that God chooses a light to lead the Magi to Christ. And that Christ himself, we read in John, says, "I am the light of the world." I even think back to Genesis 1 in the creation story, and God saying the spoken word, Dabar, let there be light. And then thinking about Christ himself being light. And so in a sense, God's saying in the creation story, from the very beginning of creation, and God's spoken word of creation, God in a sense saying, let there be Christ's presence on this earth. Let there be light. And we had this amazing visual this morning. Thank you, Lori, and anyone else that helped to have this beautiful visual. Today is Epiphany Sunday. If you missed Sunday school, Claire led, we had intergenerational Sunday school. We had an amazing introduction to Epiphany, and the children just continue to amaze me with how they see insights in the story and they share it with us, and we really all grow together. So thank you to everyone that helped me understand Epiphany better this morning and all the different characters in the story. But Epiphany is, light is very important in the Epiphany story. And I want to recount just a little bit of it for us here. But many Christians around the world celebrate Epiphany on January 6th. It's actually a public holiday in many countries. Chris, thank you also for showing us the Eastern tradition as well and how they celebrate Christmas tomorrow. This morning we have this Epiphany Sunday, and we also have this opportunity to dedicate our calendars to God in 2019. And I think that this text from Isaiah can help us on the way. The prophet of this beautiful story fills this story with stirring, glorious promises. And this bold call to arise and shine. And as we read Isaiah's words here of light and magi, camels, gold and frankincense, giving glory to God, on this Epiphany Sunday, one can't help but think, surely this is a prophecy from Isaiah that is being fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2, 1-12, which I will remind you of, which is the traditional story that we think of on Epiphany, the three kings. So let me remind you of that story a little bit here too, if you missed Sunday school. So the story of Matthew 2, 1-12, and see if you hear some things in this story that might remind you a little bit of the Isaiah text. So in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, we hear of magi from the east who come to Jerusalem. They set out, and there ahead of them, there's this star that they had seen at its rising, and it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy, we are told. And they followed the light in order to find, appropriately, the light of the world. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Now, a part of that story that I skipped, a very important part of the story, is that they all had to get some directions from King Herod. And the beautiful part that we explored in Sunday school is just how much fear Herod must have felt and how threatened Herod must have felt that this prophecy of a new king being born was going to threaten Herod's kingship. And so Herod is threatened. And as the Magi are coming and giving glory to God in this vulnerable baby Jesus, they are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and how God works through this story and Herod's plan to kill Jesus does not go through. And so we have this story in Matthew of the three kings. And we know that the kings bring their treasure chests. They offered gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so as you see that, and then you think of this Isaiah prophecy, one has to think, well, isn't this connected? Well, let me tell you what, in the world of biblical interpretation, this is actually a debate. This is a debate that you would get in seminary when you're taking like the book of Isaiah, seminary class. Not everyone would think that it is actually a prophecy. There's different ideas on that, and I'm not going to get into all that, but the bottom line is this: whether or not this is a direct prophecy or not that Matthew is talking about, there is no question that the light that we hear of in the Old Testament in the prophecies, that is fulfilled in some way or another, at least in the book of John, when Jesus himself says, "I am the light of the world." So I'm not trying to get into all the theological debates of interpretation. This is what I think we should just bask in this morning. That Christ is the light of the world. Jesus himself says that. But Epiphany means manifestation, or this realization of Christ to the Gentiles. And that manifestation, that realization, is represented by the Magi. So back to Isaiah. There's a few nuggets in here. We could talk a lot about different things in this passage, but I want to pull out a few things. We are given this bold call from the prophet in the first verse of this text. Arise and shine. Why? Because your light has come. Now, it takes courage to arise. It takes courage to get up. It takes courage to hear that word of hope when you're sitting in darkness. It takes courage to arise. It certainly must have taken courage for Israel to hear these words. These words almost certainly came to dispirited readers. Why? Because they are in the midst of immense darkness. They're returning from Babylonian exile. They feel worn down. They probably feel insignificant against world powers. They're at the mercy of Persian authority. They can't even get along with one another. And into that mix of darkness and feeling maybe like refugees or exiled people or just broken, the prophet Isaiah calls on the people to arise and shine. And as they arise, the prophet says in verse 2 that even in the dark times which they are experiencing, the glory of the Lord will rise upon them. The glory of the Lord will rise upon them. If the Lord has seemed distant in the past, or distant right now, or even unresponsive, it's this word of hope that the people will experience the Lord's glory. God's presence and strength will be available to them. They will know God and God's glory. And the second stanza begins with this command. It's in the Hebrew, it's a command form of the word. In verse 4, a command to lift up the eyes and look around. Lift up your eyes and look around. I really like that. Because when we're in darkness and we're just feeling really down, just to lift up your eyes and look around and be mindful of the present moment can go a long way. Just to lift up your eyes and look around. So right now, just be aware of what's going on in the present. Lift up your eyes, just look around, take notice of everyone here. Just take 5 seconds, lift up your eyes, look around. Brings us back to the present moment. When our minds are going to the future and I'm making negative predictions about everything that can go wrong, which I do, the call to lift up your eyes and just look around brings you back to the present. It's called mindfulness. That's another word for it. I don't know if Isaiah would say that, but that's really what it's doing, and it's truly, for me, takes anxiety down often. Lift up your eyes and look around. This Sunday, we proclaim together, arise and shine. Lift up your eyes and look around. For the glory of the Lord will be known, even in the places of darkness. What does it look like to arise and shine right here, right now, 2,000 years after the light of the world came in Christ? Each of you can think what that might mean in your own life. And God's Spirit will work. But I want to suggest a few different places that this could mean for us to arise and shine here at Whitmer Heights. To arise and shine in 2019, what if that is a recommitment, all of us, to the greatest two commandments in Scripture? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Basically what we heard in children's time. Treat people the way you want to be treated and love them. What if that is arising and shining? My goodness, if we could just do that in 2019, to focus on loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves, our community would be a better place, as our vision statement says. And I want to remind you that we're doing that already. We are doing it in many different ways individually, as a congregation in our Advent giving for CVCCS, 194 and a half pounds, food, paper, supplies, was taken to meet our community's needs. Loving our neighbor. To arise and let your light shine in 2019. To actually share the love of Christ in word and in deed. I suggest this is another way we arise and shine. To be people that are not driven by fear. I think back to this story in Epiphany and Herod. Herod was driven by fear. And that fear led Herod to do unconscionable things by calling for the murder of all children under two. Fear, feeling threatened. What if to arise and shine is to not let fear have the last word at the end of the day, but to be rooted in love of God and others? And that means that when fear has no place in the story, we will be people of anti-racism, anti-fear-mongering, anti-division, anti-polarization. Fear just feeds all of those. Love of God and love of others has no space for them. To arise and shine is to be a people rooted and grounded in God's everlasting love, grace, and mercy that we see in Jesus. To arise and let your light shine in 2019 is also to acknowledge my own privilege, my own power. And as I acknowledge those things, it's to lift up those with less privilege and less power and give them opportunities to speak and to hear their story. Arise, let your light shine. All of us can think of your vocational work that you're in. If you're retired, maybe you're thinking about the places you volunteer or the places that you spend your time with family or neighbors. As teachers, administrators, owners, managers, nurses, farmers, mobile psych therapists, interpreters, you have opportunities in your work or volunteering to arise and shine Christ's light in 2019. Now, let's not forget, this prophecy is given in the midst of challenges, darkness, and despair. And I don't want to downplay that. To arise is hard in the midst of darkness. Maybe you can't arise right now. Maybe you can't even think about getting up, and that's okay. We're with you. This community is with you, and God's with you. So maybe if you can't arise, just start by simply trying to lift up your eyes and look around. Maybe that's the call this morning for us. Lift up our eyes and look around. Why do we arise and shine? Because our light has come. Epiphany Sunday is all about the light. Again, we come back to this visual. Christ the light. The light that leads to finding Jesus, that beautiful star of Bethlehem. The call for all of us to arise and let our own light shine. I shared in the beginning how important light is. Maybe when we're walking in a dark place or when the electricity goes out, we think about it. Physical light is so necessary for all of life. The earth would undoubtedly, rapidly, no longer exist without sunlight. I think about these forest fires. When a fire happens in so many of the trees and that foliage is no longer there, in the midst of that burning, there's actually something incredible that happens for the forest life to come back, because there is light now that can bring new life. Plants that never could have grown before because the foliage was too much now can experience light and life. How appropriate is that for each of us in our own lives and for our church? that light is bringing new life, new growth for each of us. John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." May the grace of Christ's light keep finding each of us, even in our darkness. Let us pray. God of great love, even though Epiphany, that first Epiphany 2,000 years ago, even though it was so long ago, I give you thanks that this realization is just as fresh for each of us this morning, that Jesus is the Messiah, God in flesh. And even this morning, January 6th, 2019, we are invited again from you, Lord, and the power of your Spirit, to have a new beginning, a new fresh awareness, a new epiphany for each of us, that Christ the light is here among us. I pray this morning, if it's hard to arise and shine, that you would give the encouragement to lift our eyes up and look around, that you would give us wisdom to know how to arise and shine in each of our own lives and as a congregation. I pray that we can receive that great light. And we give you thanks that our light has come in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.